Begin the current daf Masechet Nedarim daf Samach. Begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yamut, where the Gemara continues with the next parak, the 8th parak of Masechet Nedarim, parak Koinim Yayim. And as our Mishnah will illustrate, we're speaking about Nedarim that are for designated times, and how do we understand exactly how long is that Neder supposed to be for? So the Mishnah begins, Koinim Yayim Shani Toim Hayim. Someone says that this wine is forbidden to me to taste as a Neder today. So then, then he's only forbidden to consume that wine until it becomes dark. And the reason being is because he said today. So today is only until the day is done, which is, in the Jewish day, is when it turns dark. So once it's dark, then it's not that day anymore, and then he would be permitted. Similarly, Shabbos, let's say somebody is in one of the weekdays, and he says, for this week, I'm not going to taste wine. So asur b'chol Shabbos. So then it's forbidden in all the days of the week. And moreover, the Shabbos, the day of Shabbos itself that's coming up, is sha'avra, is considered part of the past week. In other words, when people say this week, he means all the days of the week, including Shabbos. And Shabbos is still part of this week. And therefore, on Shabbos, he'd be forbidden to taste wine. Now, similarly, if let's say someone takes a neder in the middle of a month, and he says, chaydish zeh, that for this month, I'm not going to taste wine. So asur b'chol chaydish, so it's forbidden the wine that whole month. Rish chaydish lahaba. However, rish chaydish that's coming up is going to be considered from the next month. And that is, we don't say that rish chaydish who comes after the month is considered part of the isser, rather it's considered part of the new month, and therefore it's going to be permitted. It's not part of chaydish zeh, that's asur. Shana zu, let's say someone's in the middle of the year, and he says this year, so asur b'chol shana. Then he's forbidden the wine the whole year, meaning until Rish Chodesh Tishrei. But Rish Hashanah, meaning the coming up Rish Chodesh Tishrei itself, is La'asad Lavi, is considered from the next year, and therefore wouldn't be included in this Isra of this year. Similarly, Shavua Zeh, continuing into larger categories. Someone says for this whole Shemitah cycle, where there's a cycle in Eretz Yisrael of 7 years, so Asa B'chala Shavua, then he's forbidden to taste wine that whole Shemitah cycle, meaning for the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. And moreover, the Shviya Sha'avra, the Shemitah year itself that comes at the end of the Shemitah cycle, is considered also part of that Shemitah cycle, and therefore you're going to be asked to taste wine in the Shemitah year also. So therefore, again, we see certain things that are at the end. Some of them are considered part of this category, and some of them are considered from the future. So that's if he says Hayoim or Shabbazu or this month. But let's say Ve'amama, let's say he says regarding all the categories that we spoke about, he doesn't say Hayoim today, but rather he says Yoim Echad one day. Or he doesn't say this Shabbos, rather he says Shabbos Achas one week. Or Chodesh Echad, again, he didn't say this month, he says 1 month. Or Shana Echas 1 year. Or Shavu Echad one Shemitah cycle. Then Asa Meyim L'Yoim, then the halacha changes. Then it's forbidden for one whole cycle. So, and for example, in the case of Yom Echad, instead of being 1 day, meaning until nightfall, rather it's going to be one whole 24-hour period. The same thing would be a week. It would be one full week, no matter where you are during the weekday or month. It would be exactly the amount of how much a month is. It wouldn't be just the end of this month. Now, the Mishnah continues and says that if someone says, I'm forbidden the wine ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach, well, then asur ad shi'igia. Then it's forbidden only until it comes till Pesach, until it reaches Pesach. And the reason being is because, as we've said many times, the halacha of Nedarim is kalashim in the Adam, it's how people speak. And since the way people speak are generally when they say until, it means ad v'loy ad b'chal. It doesn't include the item that you're saying until, it's only up until that. So therefore, you're going to be also only up until Pesach, but that does not include Pesach. Now, however, let's say he says ad shi'yehei, until it's going to be Pesach. So then he's asur ad sheyetzeh. Then he's going to be forbidden to taste wine until Pesach is over. The reason being is because ad sheyehei sounds like until it's going to be the whole thing. So therefore, ad sheyehei Pesach, until it is Pesach, meaning including Pesach, then when Pesach is over, then he's going to be able to taste wine. So then he'd be forbidden to taste wine during Pesach. Now, however, let's say he says ad lifnei ha-Pesach, until the face, literally, which means before, of Pesach, but he didn't just say Ad HaPesach, he said Ad Lefnei HaPesach. So then we have Machlokes. Remeyo, I mean, he says, Asur Ad Shi'yegia. You're forbidden until it reaches Pesach, not including Pesach. The reason being is because Remeyo holds that although you could interpret that Ad Penei means until the last moment, it's still going to be lefnei. It's still going to be the pnei of the last day of Pesach. You could say that's what ad pnei means. Until the end of the last face of Pesach, which is the last second of Pesach, thus you would be forbidden the whole Pesach. On that, Reb Meir holds that we don't say that. And the reason is a principle of what's called leimuchas inish nafshalas sveika. A person will not put himself at the situation of doubt to say that maybe when he's saying until the pnei, until the surface of Pesach, that he should be forbidden also the second day and the third day and all the other days of Pesach. Rather, we interpret when the person says ad pnei, it only means up until the first day of Pesach, but not more than that. We don't include it until the whole Pesach is done, because since it's a suffix, what he means to say, a person does not put him into himself into a stringent situation regarding a situation of doubt, and thus whatever is doubtful, he didn't mean to include in his neder. That's Reb Meir's opinion. But Rabbi Yossi Aimer, he says, no, asur ad sheyetze. You're actually going to be forbidden until the last second of Pesach. The reason being is because he holds that a person would be machas in the shnafshalas veik. He would put himself. And therefore, if it's doubtful, that's being included in the nether. And therefore, the whole Pesach, until you have the last second of lifnei, of the last second of Pesach, you will be forbidden to taste from the wine. Now, the Gemara explains the first halacha that we open up with in the Mishnah. We said, koinim yayin shani toyim b'chulu, that if a person takes a nether, that I'm not going to be tasting wine hayoim, today, then we said it's only for today, where Jewish day ends. At nightfall, so it's asur ad shetechshech. He's only forbidden the wine until it gets dark. Once it gets dark, he's permitted. Now, however, Amar B'Yirmiyah, and as the Girsa has it on Amad Beis Bar Abba, B'Yirmiyah Bar Abba says that, however, l'kashetechshech, when it does get dark, tzarech she'el l'chacham. Then you actually have to go get permission, which is like when you have a full-fledged neder and you want to revoke it, you go to a chacham, and you're she'el on it, and you find a way out of it that it shouldn't be a neder. You have to do that for this neder, which you made hayoim, even after it gets dark. Meaning, although, according to the basic halacha, when you say today, when it's nighttime, you're permitted, as the Mishnah tells us, however, rabbinically, you're still required to be shoyel, and thus revoke the nether. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael explains this halacha, it's a gezerah hayoim, mishum yemechad. We have making a gezerah regarding this halacha, when you say today, because of when you would say one day. And that is because if we were to permit this person, which halachically should be like that, when you say today, when it gets dark without she'ela, then people might come to confuse and think that the same thing is with one day, that it also will be permitted when it becomes nightfall, because they don't see any difference in today, one day, it's the same thing. And you see that when you say that it's a day, by nightfall it's permitted, so even when you say one day, it would be permitted, and that's not the case. As we said in the Mishnah, when you say yoy me'achad, then it's not till nightfall, then it's for a full 24-hour period. So because of that possible confusion, so we say that even by Hayyim, although it will be permitted by nightfall, but we still require you to go to Chacham to be Shoyal on the Neder. Now, not Amalei, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Ihachi, if that's the case that you're concerned of this mix-up between the cases of Hayyim and Yom Echad, then you should do the same thing in reverse. Ligzur b'Yom Echad, we should make a Gzeri when you make a Neder for one day, where not only should it be forbidden for the 24-hour period, which we said it is when you say one day, but it should even be forbidden up until the nightfall after that 24-hour period. Mishum hayoim, because you might come to confuse it with when you say today, where there the iser is up until nightfall. And if we let you by yom echad to stop in the middle of the day when you say one day, then when someone says today, he might think, hey, I could also stop in the middle of the day, because I remember that someone made a neder for one day, and it was stopped in the middle of the day. So why don't we say that you should have to go all the way to the night so that we don't permit it during the day when you say hayoim? So Amalei, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, no. Hayoim b'yoim echad michlef. The first halacha that we mentioned, when you say today, that could get confused with the halacha of saying one day. And the reason being is because if you permit the person by hayoim, when it becomes dark without being shayel, then we might come to say that when someone's saying for 24 hours, when he said Yom Echad, that he's going to think, oh, it's one day, so one day is the day is over at nightfall. Now, however, Yom Echad b'hayoyim le'mechlef. The other way around, regarding mixing up, making a gzeir by the halacha of Yom Echad because of a yom, that's not applicable because when you say Yom Echad, and the halacha requires you to have the neder for 24-hour period, that's not going to get confused with when you say hayoim, that you're going to think hayoim should be permitted even before nightfall. Because when you do 24-hour period, you're going through a nighttime at least one time for sure. So therefore, we're not going to think that any time you can go without reaching nightfall. And therefore, that's not the same confusion. But when you finish by nightfall, that makes sense. You think a day ends. So yemechad, we would think the day ends. But it doesn't make sense to make a gzera by a yom echad, which we're doing for 24 hours already, to extend it till nightfall, that you might think that hayom is also during the daytime, because why would we make such a mix-up? When yom echad is way more, 24-hour period, and it went through a nighttime, so we wouldn't think that hayom would also not need a nighttime. Now, Amar Ravina, Ravina qualifies this halacha a step further. Ravina said that Amar Miramer told me, that Hachi Amr Avuch Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef. This is what your father, this is what Marima told Ravina, your father said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, who we just quoted, who is qualifying this halach of Kaman Azla Shmaitid Rabbi Yimir Ba'aba. This halach of Rabbi Yimir Ba'aba, who Rabbi Yosef gave the reasoning for it because it's a gezerah, and his halacha was that you need to have She'ela, you need to be Shayel on the Nedr when it cuts nighttime, even when you said Hayyim, which essentially is only until nighttime, that you have to be Shayel on it. So, your father said in the name of Yosef that who is he going like? That's going like Kereb Nasan. In other words, that this that we require a Shela by a Chacham when he says today, even when it's already nightfall, is not just like Rav Yosef had said because of a Gzeira. And that is because, actually, just because of the Gzeira, we would not have made this Gzeira. Because it's not so common that people should confuse the two of them, that we should be so stringent and require that you should be shoyl on the neder after it's nighttime when you already fulfilled hayyim. Now, however, but since when you're making a neder, you didn't really act appropriately anyway, and the reason is, like Reb Nosson says, the time, like Lino Breiser, Reb Nosson, he says, kol aneder, whoever takes a vow is kilub on the bama. It's like as if he built a private altar when you're not supposed to, when there's a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And more of a makaima and someone that fulfills it and is not shoyl on the neder, kilub makter la, it's like he brought a sacrifice on that bama, which is a double wrong. Now, the explanation of this is that just because of this idea of Reb Nosson, we wouldn't have made a problem and said you have to be shoyl on the neder, because if that would be the case, then every single neder, when it reaches the time of the fulfillment of the neder, you should say that there also. Every neder you should have to be shoyl because you did something wrong, like Reb Nosson says. Now, but this is what the Gemara is explaining right now. It's because there's two elements over here. Because there is an applicable element of making a gezeira, like Rabbi Yisrael would explain, because you might confuse hayyum with yom echad. So therefore, together with the fact that anyway you're doing something wrong, because like Reb Nosson said, where you took a neder and you shouldn't be, and you shouldn't even fulfill it, and rather you should be shayel on it, so together with the two of them, again, a regular neder, we're not going to require you to be shayel on that neder. But since there's anyway room to say that you should be shoyl on it, because of the confusion that might come if we let you go ahead at nightfall, just walk away with it without being shoyl, you might think the same thing to be yemecha too. So because of the two of them, that's why in such a situation that anyway you did something wrong and you should be shoyl on it anyway, so that's why we're going to say in this case you'd be shoyl on it. Now, therefore, the Ran says, let's say if the person made a neder for a mitzvah, for example, let's say to learn or to become a certain mitzvah, then you're right, you would not need shayla. Even though it's hayoyim, and that you're letting it go at nightfall, and wait a minute, what about yoyim echad? That's what the Gemara is explaining. No, because of the gzeir itself, it's not such a concern that we'd be stringent. It's only because, it added to that, you did something wrong, but when you're being neider for it to be mekayim mitzvah, you didn't do anything wrong. So that's why, in such a case, the Ran says you actually would not need sheila, and because of the gzeir itself, we wouldn't require you to have sheila by chacham. And he says that this, the Reb Nosson, compares it to Abana. We explained this already in Afchav Beis Amud Aleph, the understanding of this metaphor of like building a bomb and bringing a carbon on it. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said that Shabbos Zu, if someone says that he's not going to taste wine for this week, so asa b'chala Shabbos kulot, then he's forbidden to taste wine this entire week. Now that the Gemara asks, Peshitta. It's obvious that, as the Mishnah said, that not only is the week forbidden, but even the Shabbos, why would we think not? Isn't it obvious that Shabbos is the end of the week? As like Bria Salem, the way Hashem made the world, Shabbos is not the first day of the new week. So why would we think that Shabbos is not included in the nether? So now the Gemara says, Ma'adu Tema, you would have thought to say that Yoy Mid the Shabbat Kamar. That what's the person saying? This week. When you say this week, you mean the days of the week. Now, since normally, the weekdays are called the days of the week, and Shabbos is called Shabbos. So therefore, you would think that it's only for the weekdays that he was coming to make himself a bitter on wine, and not to make himself a bitter on wine on Shabbos. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. No, since Shabbos is considered from this week, so therefore, even though when you say the days of the week, it means the weekdays, not Shabbos, still Shabbos is going to be included when you say Shabbos Zu. Now then the Mishnah said, however, chiddush zeh, when you say this month, asr b'chalash chiddush, are you forbidden in that whole month, but Rosh Chiddush Labah, the Rosh Chiddush that comes at the end, which is the beginning of the next month, is considered from the next month and not included in the Nenda. So the Gemara's Peshit, it's pretty obvious. It's Rosh Chiddush, the beginning of the next month. Why would you think it would be from this month? So on that, the Gemara says, Ki itzrucha l'chaydish chaser. There is a novelty, there is a chiddush, we need it for when there's a chaydish chaser. That is, there's two types of months that there are, what's called mali, a full month, which means to say that there's 30 days in the month, and then there's chaser, which are 29 days in the month. And the truth is, because every month is really like 29 and a half days, so depending on the calendrical calculations, it's either going to be 30 or 29. Now, so therefore, what the Gemara is explaining is that the month after the month that you're taking a nedah for, so you're taking a nedah for this month, the case that we need to explain this chiddush for is when the next month that would be coming up is a chiddush chaser. Now, therefore, as Aran explains, what that means based on the trade-off, it's usually chaser mole. So that means to say that the month that you're taking a nedah in is going to be a mali, a full month, meaning 30 days. Now, the halacha is when we have the coming month of chaser, meaning, and that means to say that the past month is mali, that next month is going to have 2 days Rish Chaydish, which essentially day 30 of the last month is the first day Rish Chaydish, and the second day of Rish Chaydish is going to be the first day of the new month. So essentially, the first day Rish Chaydish is really day 30 of the month that you're taking the neder in. So therefore, Ma'od the Tema, you would have thought to say Rish Chaydish Lesha Avar Hava, that Rish Chaydish, the first day of that, those 2 days Rish Chaydish, is really complementing and filling up the last day of the previous month. It's actually called day 30 of the last month, although we call it Rish Chaydish. So therefore, we would think to say, and the Girsa takes the word Loi, Valitzer, and therefore, it should be forbidden, it should be part of the nether, because it's really day 30, it really is part of this month. So that's what Kamash Malan, that's what the Chiddush is telling us, Karu Inshi Reish Archa. Because ultimately, people call that day 30, they call it Rish Chaydish. And therefore, although you really, it's true, it really is part of the last month. But since people call it Rish Chaydish, the beginning of which month? Of the next month, that's why it's going to be permitted and not part of the Neder. Because as we've said many times, now Halacha by Nedarim is Halach Achar Lashem and the Adam. We go based on how people talk. And since people call it the new month, that's Rish Chaydish, the beginning of the new month. Therefore, although it's really calendrically day 30 of this month of the Neder, it's not going to be included in the Neder. And then the Mishnah said, Shana Zu, if you say this year, Asar b'chala shana kula, then you're forbidden in the whole entire year. Now, Ibai Luhu, they had a general question. Amar, if someone says, Kainim yain shani toyim yoyim, and this is a question that we're essentially is regarding all these cases, as we're going to see, the reason why it's being brought over here by Shana Zu is because one of the proofs we're going to bring is regarding making a neder for a year. But this applies to all of them, to the day, to the week, to the month, to the year. So if someone says, I'm taking a neder, shani toyim, that I'm going to taste wine, yoyim, day. My, what's the halacha? So the question is dine kehayoyim? Is the halacha like when you say today, which as we said in the Mishnah, then you're permitted when it's nightfall already? Or like one day, where then the isra is for 24-hour period. You didn't say today, and neither did you say one day. You said yoyim, day. What does day mean? Does that mean 2 day? Or does that mean for one day? That's the Gemara's question. And the halacha ramifications would be, as in all the cases, say, is it a full cycle of that, which, in, let's say, in regards to day would be 24 hours? Or does it mean this day, which is until this day ends, which, in this case, is nightfall? So the Gemara says, Tashem HaMamas Nitin. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah opened up, Koinim Yain Chani Toim Hayoim. I'm taking a neder, not tasting wine today. So the halacha is, Ein Asa Ela Shetechshech. It's only forbidden the wine until it gets dark. Now, the understanding is, hoyoim, but if you say day, which is not as explicit as today, kiyem echadami, that would be like one day, which would be longer for 24 hours. Because if it was to like today, then you would have said a bigger chiddush of yoim being even only until nightfall. And it doesn't. It says the more specific and understandable concept of hayoim. So on that, the Gemara says, but ema seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Amu yem echad, then the Mishnah said, but if you say one day, then you're forbidden for 24-hour period. Now, hayyim, but if you just say day, which is less explicit, kayyim dami, that sounds like that, then it would not be like yom echad. That would be only like when you say today, which is until nightfall. So therefore the Gemara says you can't make any inferences from our Mishnah, because either one it says that it's like that one, so we don't know where the middle one falls in, because Yom is ambiguous, so it's not clear which one it would be. From the fact that it says Yom Echad, yes, you would make such an inference that it's only Yom Echad, not Yom. But same thing is when you say Hayom, it would sound like it's only Hayom, not Yom, because those are the more easily understood cases, and if Yom was like them, it would have said the bigger Chiddush, but you can't make an inference because either one contradicts the other's inference. So Amar Rashi, Rashi says, Toshima. Let's bring a Raya from a Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Koinim Yain Shani Toim Hashana. Someone says, I take a neder that I'm not going to taste wine for the year. Hashana, the year. Nisabra Hashana, if the year becomes what's called a leap year, an Ibr Yar, means to say that they make an Adur Sheni. So it means that there's like the word of impregnation that you're adding onto it. So asaba ubi bura. So then the person who made the neder for the year is not only usher for the regular year, which is 12 months, you're also usher for the adur sheni, for the extended month. So now the Gemara, Rav Ashi is proving is, he says, hey chidon, what's the case of that Mishnah? As we continue the top of Samach Aleph and Aleph. Ilem kedigtani, if you would think like the words of the Mishnah are saying that you said hashan of the year, so then the question would be, lama li lememra? Why would I need the Mishnah to tell me that halacha? It's pretty obvious. Since you said for the year, which is this year, so of course that sounds like for this year, which includes the whole year. The year ends by Rosh Chodesh, and therefore that includes Adar Sheni, which is in the linear passage of this year. So Elalav, rather Rav Ashi says, must be Damar Shana, because or else there wouldn't be any Chiddush. Must be that the person said year, not Hashana, the year, meaning like this year. So Alma, so Rav Ashi says, obviously you see that Shana is Kahashana Dami, that even when you say year, it's like saying this year, the year. And again, the reason being is because if it had halacha like Shana Achas, as 1 year, and not as this year, then actually you would not be forbidden in its Iber, in its extra month. Rather, you'd be also like when you say a week and you're on Monday, what does a week mean? How much a week usually is, which is 7 days. And of 24-hour periods. So to by year, what's a year? A year usually 12 months from day to day. Now, therefore, if Shana was like Shana Achas, then you wouldn't have the Iber included. From the fact that we're including the Iber in the case of when you say just Shana, must because Shana is like Hashana. And therefore, Rav Ashi says, we could answer our question, must be B'yayim, when you say day, is not Mikal Yom Dine, is also like this day. Which therefore you see that it's going to be also only up until nightfall and not for a 24-hour period. Now, not the Gemara says loy. No, there's no raya. La'olam da'amar hashana. The truth is, you could say like our Girsa has it in that Mishnah, that the person didn't say shana, he said hashana, the year. Now, if that's the case, so then we asked, what would be the chiddush? And that the Gemara explains, umad d'teima halach acharei v'shanim. You would think to say that even when you say hashana, the year, that you would go after the majority of years, which do not have an extra month, and you would say that even though you said Hashana, you still wouldn't be forbidden in the whole year, including Adar Sheni, rather you'd be only Aser, like the majority of years. Now the reason of this is the Ran explains, which the Gemara had assumed that there is no Chiddush in that, if you say this year, Hashana, the year means whatever this whole year is, including Adar Sheni, and we thought that was so simple that Rav Ashi said it has to be Shana. So on that the Ran explains, no, the Chiddush is that you're going to be usher in the extra month too, is specifically talking about when you're taking the neder in the beginning of the year. And that we would think to say, if you're taking the beginning of the year and you're saying for the year, so then we go based on how much a regular year is, which is only going to be 12 months and not 13 months. Because 12 months is how much a year is. We're not going to make you 13 months. Now, however, as the Ran says, because if it was told, let's say when you took the neder was in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, then he says, that's pretty obvious when you make a neder for Hashanah, the year, of course it's going to mean until Rosh Hashanah, because Hashanah means the year, meaning this year. So of course, if Adar Sheni is in the way, it's going to be inclusive in that neder. But that's because it's not going to be 12, it's not going to be 13 months. It's going to be however many months is left to the end of the year. But on that, the Ran saying that that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. You would think to say that if you're taking a neder in the beginning of the year, even if this is a leap year with an extra month, but a year is not 13 months, it's 12 months. Now, if I'm saying for this year and there's like 5 months left, fine, it'll be 5 months, 4 months. But if I'm taking the beginning of the year, it's not going to be 13 months, even when I say Hashana. And therefore, Vala Isbu Ibur, and therefore the extended month should not be included in the Isser. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush that we're saying again, that you will be Asr even in 13 months and not just in 12 months. And that's a Chiddush that you could say even in Hashana. So therefore, that refutes the Raya of Ravashi. We're not talking about Shana and showing that Shana is like Hashana, to say that Yoim is like Kahayoim, like today. And because we're actually talking about Hashana, and there's still a Chiddush, because although Hashana, it seems simple, of course, it should mean the whole year till the end, not true. Yes, if you're middle of the year, then it should include that. But in the beginning of the year, to be 13 months, a year is not 13, it's 12 months, that's the Chiddush that will say that it will be Usr even for 13 months. No. So therefore, the Ran says that since the question was not resolved, so we go stringently and we say that when someone says Yoim, is like saying Yoim Echad, which is for one day, which would be forbidden not just until nightfall, but rather even for a full 24-hour period. And the same thing would apply, obviously, to all the other cases in the Mishnah, which is for Shabbos and Chaydish, where again, it's not going to be like Shabbos Zu or Chaydish Zu, it's going to be for the, when someone says Shabbos or Chaydish, which would mean Chaydish Echad, it includes the whole entire 20, a cycle from day to day, 24-hour periods.